It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
It was like passing a Tonka truck. It didn't belong in me.
Matt.
Maybe they shouldn't be firing lasers at the Antarctic ice.
Steve.
We were poor, asshole. That's all we had.
And Vaughn.
Why don't we go late? We can. I'm not working tomorrow, so we can go late.
Oh, wow. Well, thank God.
Woo!
Thank God. As long as Vaughn isn't working, we can go late.
Have a couple beers.
One,
you might still be
two,
awake.
One, two, three. Fuck you.
I like these calm little moments before the storm.
Yeah, do ya?
It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
New favorite sound.
Oh my god. Rip your shirt off, walk out.
Fuck your electricity!
No. Oh god.
Ultimate Warrior and a cherry picker.
I love it. I think about that. Semi-daily basis.
God.
I laugh.
Awesome.
Well, I like the idea of having someone dressing up like the Ultimate Warrior.
Yes.
Like running it to like a convenience store or something, having two guys holding a rope and just having them shake it and then run out. Or even just shaking like shelves
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah,
just whatever's around.
Grabbing 2 gallons of milk and shaking them just and running out.
Cans of Coke and then opening them. All right, it's the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website. Go there and you can get whatever the frig you want from us.
Yes.
There's a link to our MySpace. There's a link to our message board, which is a lot of fun. There's a little thing where you can fill out where you can get stickers, which, by the way, I have 250 Aristocrats Radio stickers
right in front of me.
Awesome.
Holy shit. Holy shit. Holy shit.
About time. But yeah, we just got them today, so we're going to be...
We have made it.
And they won't fit in the envelopes I have, so I have to go buy new
ones. Oh, God.
Well, we got them kind of extra long, so... Ooh. Unless I bend them, which I don't want to do.
No.
So we'll be sending those out to whoever gave us their address, and if you didn't...
You're not getting any.
Yeah.
Tough shit.
You're beat, as they say.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm Derek. With me, as always, is Matthew. We also have Mailman Vaughn.
Hi.
And Carly.
Hey, people.
I think someone was fired.
No.
Yeah. Suspended indefinitely. for at least 2 shows.
Wow, with no pay?
No, no pay.
What pay?
In fact, he has to pay us. Because we have to work a little bit harder with him gone.
It's true.
No, yeah. Yeah, no Steve today.
Fuck.
Just us. The Four Musketeers.
Okay.
We're going to be the three, but Carly decided to grab a mic at the last minute.
No, she's that extra one.
I'm going to try really hard to stay awake this time, guys.
Do it.
What was the last show you were awake for?
I don't remember.
Maybe the last one that was Dan was on?
Oh, God. She just passed out within minutes.
Yeah.
Really?
She's like, are you guys on? Yeah, okay.
I fell asleep on the floor over there.
And then as soon as we took the headphones off, she was right away. Oh, yeah. Hey, guys.
And then last...
We were screaming your name, and you didn't wake up during a break.
Yeah. And last week...
Your phone went off, and you popped up like a...
Yeah, last week she...
Like
out of a
coma. Like a whack-a-mole. You was like, whoop!
Whack-a-mole.
The dog even comes by and like starts licking her arm. She swats him away, swats it away.
Did I?
Yeah,
yes.
Like,
several times.
I got those pictures, by the way, from Pat. Very cute.
Aww.
What? Little, yeah, it's a little...
Well, Lola glamour shots.
Yeah, Lola's grammar shots.
Yeah, right.
Excellent.
It's on me with the bad talking.
Yeah, it is you.
Yeah, shut up.
Well, I've been... Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm on days this week, so I'm up at 6 o'clock in the morning every day.
Ew.
I know. And right when I was laying down to take a nap before the show, I get a call that I have a package to pick up, which was a sticker. So I was like, and I had to go get them because I had to look at them and make sure that they were wrong, which they were.
Yep.
Yeah.
But if I won't tell if anyone else won't tell.
No, I won't.
No,
the
I won't
year tell. On it is wrong.
Oh. You told.
Why did you tell?
I don't know. Well, just to make a big of a difference, whatever.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
So
no Big Stevie tonight.
No Big Stevie.
Big Stevie cool, not here.
No Steve number one, no Steve number two, no Mr. Dan, no Craig.
Oh, my God.
No Pat, no Eric, no... Who else was on the show? No Zelda.
Nate Dogg.
No Nate Dogg.
Wow, you really grown
through. I said we've had like 12 members of the show. 12.
Shit. I'm not
pretty
kidding.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Disappointing, though.
And we've been doing this cast for almost a year now.
It's rough. We're going to hit a year pretty soon.
Well, I thought it was like March or something. What was our first
show?
I
think we can say
that. Yeah, when did you have that first blind pig party?
What was that?
I don't know. Well, our first show was
because
the,
it was the week after that.
It was St. Patrick's Day was the blind pig party, wasn't
it?
Yeah. Yeah, so, all right.
I think the torch passing show was the Whoring Yourself to Tito Santana.
You think so?
Which was May.
Yeah, because you didn't show up for the first couple.
Yeah, the first ones with Craig and Vaughn. But then technically, there was another kind of moving Steven.
Yeah.
And getting in Craig leaving.
Yeah.
So, this has been this meld. It's been a constant, like, overlap of people.
It was gone for a while, though. Like, we stopped. We just stopped. I was like, I guess we're not doing that anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was from February to May.
Yeah. And then I got Craig and Vaughn on board in March, I guess.
Yeah, Pat. It was me, you, and Pat, and then Pat gave up that neck that day.
Well, it was me, you, Pat, and Craig.
Oh, that's right.
It was the B. Arthur show.
Yes.
Yeah. And wait, was that May?
That was the first show.
I think it was March.
Really?
Or April.
Yeah, I had the pop gun to hit you in the face with it.
When was the White Castle one? The White Castle
that
challenge.
That was a few in.
That's coming up, actually.
You can do it again?
Yeah, if a White Castle is open near us, we might
please.
Do it.
Yeah, I would love it.
Please, I'll do it tomorrow.
I'm not eating those frozen ones. I'm not.
No,
suck.
No. I always hated them.
I'm not going to like Sayreville to get fucking burgers.
No, that's like... No.
I need like an armored tank to get up
you
there.
You really
fuck
do.
That.
It's bad.
Gross.
Me and this guy at work, when I was on Midnights, used to go there at like 3 in the morning. It was the best. It was such a drive because it's like, it's a hike from where I am.
Oh, yeah.
And we only have 45 minutes to eat lunch.
Yeah, you're basically maxing it out.
Yeah, we're basically like staring at the clock, and as soon as 3 o'clock in the morning, we're just like, zoop, and right out to the car, and we bolted there. And every once in a while, we get caught up in the drive-thru with some idiots.
Yep.
Painting pennies and shit.
Oh, drunk people getting out of bars and shit. It was horrible. But we always made it back in time.
That's good old one.
And it was
delicious.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I want it right now.
His wife used to make him, like, dinner. And he would just throw it away.
Just eat White Castle at 3 in the morning?
Nice. Every week. Because I'd be like, I'm going to get White Castle. He's
really?
Like, oh, you're kidding me. I got dinner. I'm like, well, you're screwed, pal. All right, I'll throw it away. Pretend he ate it. That was great, honey.
Yum.
She's like, how come the rat poison isn't working?
You're still alive.
He just has really bad gas. So who died?
Boris Yeltsin died, sir.
USSR.
Yeah. Long live, what's his name? Can't remember.
Who's the new one?
Well, it's, was it right now?
Yeah.
Vladimir Putin's
That's
the,
it. I can't remember what his name was.
Stupid fucking names.
Well, they're Russians. What the fuck do you expect?
Vladimir Putin.
Vladimir, not Vladimir, you putz.
Asshole.
Putin. It's funny when you say it like that.
Vladimir Putin.
Putin.
Yeah,
we actually have a lot of stuff.
How old was he, Vaughn?
He was 76.
Okay.
What time did he die?
Fuck do I know? God, you're an asshole. When did he die? What time? Huh? What'd you say again? Fucking asshole.
Wow.
Ugh.
So yeah,
he was just had heart problems. He had heart problems when he was in office. Mm-hmm. You know, I think he even had a heart attack while he was in office.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
And he stepped down.
Now he was the one that jumped up on the tank, right?
He was the one who jumped up on the tank, and he also was the one who was dancing at one of his rallies. You know, and they had to get the kids, all the Russian kids, to try to vote.
Oh, God.
Him and, like, at 40-something or 50-something, just dancing around like a retard. Ugh.
Yeah, and he was the first elected?
The first elected after the wall fell. Yeah.
Okay. So that was, I mean, Gorby was right before him, right?
Yes, Gorbachev. Okay. Yeah, that wine stain on his fucking head.
Wow. What?
What? That fucking the birthmark. Weinstein. What the fuck? What did I say?
I know. I'm just
Weinstein.
God. That's what I thought he said. Yeah, I know.
Some Jewish guy.
Big fat Jew on his head.
Okay.
Complaining about Tarantino's movies.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. Huh? Thank you.
Weinstein.
Yeah.
God.
Good enough.
Mm-hmm. All right, he's dead.
So anything else done on him? Do we care? Is that too political?
No, he's pretty much done.
There's really nothing to say about him.
I mean, no, just that it's like, you know, he's a figure. He was a figure
but
at the time.
But he fucked up a lot, though.
Man. No, he was like a puppet, pretty much brought in.
Yeah.
Everything he promised, he threw out the window once he got elected.
So I think he was like anyone else in politics.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't like
him. Even this new guy's a total twat, you know?
Do you study
so
up on Russia?
So take that, Russia!
What?
Do you study up on Russia? Are you?
No, it's just I watch the news.
Okay.
Vaughn has a wealth of information. It's a shame we can't,
a commonwealth of information?
Yeah.
Shut
it's
up.
A shame we can't, like, put some sort of translator in his brain so we can get it out in legible chunks.
Really? That's what you need.
He's a fucking twat.
What? I think that's pretty obvious right there. I don't think I need to explain myself.
Yeah, man, Kurt Hennig.
See, I didn't do that. You're just like throwing me down the steps already.
Down the steps. You have a different. You have
down the steps. The bus doesn't run in his town.
I'm like the pregnant wife in this group. You fucking keep kicking me down the steps every other week.
Yeah, we got it the first time.
Christ. Yep. Fuck you.
Yep.
Yep.
But really, if we could put something in your brain, like the old stock tickers, and just spit out like whatever's in there, there's probably some interesting stuff in there.
Probably.
You got to communicate better with your
mouth. Yeah, you got to get the right stuff out at the right time. You got to sync up with this a little bit.
Oh, thanks.
No?
Thanks. Why don't we just like tape one of my shrink sessions?
Oh, have you started that yet?
No, I'm not.
Are you not going to?
I went to the dentist today. That should be that should be a bigger freaking over. You know, that should be like a big high for me.
You have to go to a shrink?
No, somebody
Hi,
thinks I should. How you doing, Carly?
Did somebody. I sleep through that one?
Yeah, somebody. Two of the people in the room.
What?
Huh?
What about it?
Where?
2/5 of the people in the room.
2/5 of the show.
I don't understand what's going on.
No,
huh?
Me neither.
Where?
I thought about seeing a shrink.
No.
Why?
After Steve said it. I don't know. Never been.
Just to try it, just for the story.
After number 2 said it? Come on, he needs one, though.
Yeah, he
does. Steve's
Seriously.
Number 2. I know. He needs it for different reasons than he thinks.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He thinks he's fucking afraid of calories, but really he's got
fucking bulimic.
A lot of other shit going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's got personality disorders. Never mind his fucking guts.
Yes. That's true. He's got an identity crisis.
He really does.
Mm-hmm.
It's
pretty bad.
Well, we used to call him the chameleon.
Yes, that's right.
Whoever he was hanging out with, he'd like morph into.
And that's when we came up with the morphing sound. Yeah. We stole the Mortal Kombat. And then he'd morph into a random personality. 1 week he'd be the Juggalo. Next week he'd be the skinhead. Then he'd be the Skinalo. He gets stuck. The morpher would get stuck and he'd be the Skinalo.
Oh, Skinalo. That's awesome.
He's
what a twit.
And then he'd be the car guy.
Yeah.
Or he'd be
like into rap.
Yeah, he'd be
the sideways hat. And he'd turn into a Barnum and Bailey's clown.
Yeah. Oh God. Anyway. Wow. So ripping on Steve number 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing that he has like that never changed is his constant destruction of toilets.
He's a professional.
What? That's it.
That's
pretty much
the common denominator.
Yeah. Every single one of the personalities.
His brain is riddled with disease. But his ass can shoot out of shit like nobody's business.
If anything, that is a constant in this universe.
I have been living the life of Steve number 2. It's got to be 3 weeks now.
What have you been eating?
I take these pills for my back. They're anti-inflammatories.
Oh, okay.
Because I have 2 slip discs in my spine.
Uh-oh. Ooh. Nice.
And if I don't take them, I get really sore and it starts acting up. Mm-hmm. So I've been taking them. But the problem is, I don't know what the hell they do. But it says to take them with food if a stomach...
Yeah.
Pains start coming around. Mm-hmm. But it's more than stomach pains.
What's the average shittage per day?
It's down now.
Okay.
For a while there, it was up to, at the highest, 6 a day.
Yeah.
6 shits a day.
But the thing is, it's not, like, yeah, you're probably calming down with the whole taking shits, like, you know.
I'm down to 3.
Every 2 hours?
3 to 4.
Before we started this, as the introduction music was playing, you booted out a fart that just became like a wall.
It was like a bass drum.
Yeah, it was.
It was just this, like, boom.
And it just sat
like a
there.
Marching band.
Yeah. It just sat there, like, you just walked near you and just got smashed in the face. And it kind of dissipated around here, but Carly was sitting at the far end of the couch, and she's like, oh, it still stinks in here. It's like, no, it went to you.
It was just a curtain. It was an iron curtain of fart.
I have to live with that.
So do
no,
I.
No. She has to live with that.
No, but I have to live with it all the time. You get to go to work and get away from it. Nah. It follows me to work.
Oh, that's going to suck. The guy you work with.
Oh.
You're like a little vent.
Just defiling the bathroom.
Gross.
If that toilet could talk,
yeah,
it'd be screaming.
Say, ew.
Saying, dude, come on.
Oh, yeah. That was the best. Matt sends me a message. I think I had, is that my?
That's one of your,
it's on my profile.
Yeah.
It was like, dude, come on.
Yeah.
What was the other one when you were going up the steps or whatever?
Oh,
man.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Whatever. Oh. It was another funny one.
It was a good one. Yeah.
I got it there somewhere. So it's been terrible. Anything I eat,
yeah,
right out.
Comes right out?
Yeah. Well, whatever's in there.
Yeah.
What do you eat?
Just like I'm only allotted like a certain percentage of food in my stomach. And if anything else comes in, the other stuff has to go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No matter what it is. Like, okay, out! Just whatever I eat, just everything just gets displaced and it's just out no matter what. No matter what.
The other food just comes in and yells, immigration!
Green cards! Where's your green cards? And all the brown just shoots out.
Ugh.
It's really good. It's horrible.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But I stopped taking them and my back started acting up.
So, yeah, so like, you have to live with it.
So I have to wait until I'm done in the store, fart in the aisle, and make a getaway. And hope it doesn't follow me that much.
There's some old woman standing next to you as you fart. She gets nailed against the damn barrier.
Yep. Walk around with a bottle of Febreze, just walking into it. No, I cleaned my pants today. Horrible. Absolutely horrible.
Nasty.
It's not like they're like, they're all huge. I haven't had a small fart.
You know those
in 3 weeks.
They've
all been booming.
You know those deodorizers they have in like store bathrooms?
Yeah.
You'd have one of those attached
on my back.
To your pant. Yeah, that's your back.
Yeah,
as you boot,
on my back.
It just...
Yeah, every once in a while.
Every once in a while, like every second. What are you talking about? You move too quick and you screech something.
Anybody have a 9-volt battery? I gotta replace that.
So anyway.
Yeah. So that guy's dead.
What else did
I
want
to get?
Were you in Russia during the week?
There's actually a lot of stuff.
Yeah?
They found a potentially habitable planet.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Where? Where's that?
Right by the... What is that? The Red Dwarf or whatever the hell it is?
The
it's
Red
It's out
dwarf?
Of our solar
yeah,
system.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it has... it's very similar to it. I want to talk about Chevy Chase.
Oh.
Oh, is this the Jon Stewart
Chevy
thing?
Chase. No, this is about his biography.
Oh, no.
Where he says that he was beaten and tortured as a child by his mother and stepfather.
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, that's psycho.
What? She would say to me, 10 lashes on the backs over your legs every day for a week at 5 p.m.
Hmm. So
that's the quote.
Just, okay.
What did he do?
He was a kid.
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, but like what?
People are sadistic to their kids, some people.
Yeah, but...
What?
I don't know. It's stupid.
But doesn't explain why. That's
well, he
quote.
Says... How can you do that to a kid? I knew I was a bad boy in quotes, but I didn't know that everyone was punished in the same way I was.
Wait, this is how he explains it in the book. He doesn't exactly explain why his mother and his stepfather did this to him.
Yeah, and he said he never forgave him right until the day they died and were put in the ground. He said he could never forgive them.
So this is what helped him set himself up so he could take pratfalls as Gerald Ford.
You see,
basically,
him,
yeah.
You see him fall off a Christmas tree. He gets up and starts crying.
He was doing this shit when he was a kid. That's why he was getting whipped.
Yeah,
Stop pratfalling.
That's where he got it from. He went to put the ornaments on the top of the tree, and they just kicked the ladder out from him.
What a dumb fuck. I'm not kidding. No, what I heard was there's something he said this week about how Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert should thank him or, like, you know, give him praise.
Oh, God. What, right? For the Weekend Update?
Because he did the Weekend Update in 78, 79, whatever.
Please.
And he was the one who started this kind of fake news shit. It's like,
up to anyone and ask them who did Weekend Update. I guarantee
Dennis Miller.
Chevy Chase would be, like, I don't know.
One of the last ones mentioned.
Well, they would say Dennis Miller. They would say
Norm
McDonald.
But that wasn't
Colin Quinn. I think
no.
Colin
Quinn.
Wait.
Only because he was sooner.
But that
wasn't
like
bad.
But by that time, it was all real news reports. It was just they did a spin on it. It was, you know, they made it funny.
Yeah.
When he did it, it was actually fake, stupid shit. It wasn't really anything real.
Well, Colbert does real shit and puts a spin on it.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. He wants people like Colbert and Jon Stewart to give him praise for it because he was the first by him because he's an unfunny douchebag nowadays. What? What was the last funny thing he ever did?
I don't know.
Yeah, come on.
Well, I'm gonna call Wolfman Jack and tell him the bad news.
That we're stealing his bit?
Yeah, because he was doing that in fucking 63. The bad news bits over the radio.
Fucking Cole the Grease Man, he's still alive. Well, he was doing bad news bits back in his day when he wasn't, you know, apologizing.
Apologizing.
No, but, like, he's always doing this shit. He always, every year he comes up with some stupid shit to get himself back in the news that somebody should either praise him.
What has he even done? What has he been in?
Well, besides all those, you know, the vacation movies and a couple other good movies.
No, I know what he's been in, but I mean, like, lately. Like,
oh,
what
no.
Is he doing
lately?
Well,
the last thing I remember him doing was that Memoirs of an Invisible Man movie, and that sucked shit.
What? That was like 87.
Yeah, that was the last thing I remember him doing. What else has he done?
I'm looking him up right now.
Honestly, he's overrated.
Cops and Robertson was the last thing I remember him doing.
Way overrated.
The Secret Policeman's Ball.
Fuck do I know.
Great. Sounds awesome.
As a TV thing. In Australia?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Doesn't
Zoom.
Surprise me. Uh-huh.
No.
The Academy for Superheroes?
Okay.
Was that, is know. That got, can you click on that? Does it have a, what's his name? The guy from Tool Time.
Tim Allen?
Oh, is that what that was?
Is that him? Yeah, I think that's him.
Probably. Okay. I don't want to clear.
He played.
Funny Money. Wasn't that?
Yeah.
Like in the 80s, though? Funny Money?
Yeah. Mm. Like late 80s.
Why does
80s.
It say 2006?
No, I think there was another one.
Oh.
Anyways.
Oh, he was in Dougal. He did a voice in Dougal.
That movie sucked.
Great.
Goose on the Loose. Ellie Parker.
What?
Saturday Night Live, The Best of John Belushi.
Terrific.
The Karate Dog.
What?
No.
We're into 2004 here.
No way.
Yeah.
Below.
Is fucking Mr. Miyagi in that?
Oh, I don't know.
What about the 90s?
Simon Rex is in it.
Yeah.
John Voight.
Simon Rex.
Jamie Presley.
Oh, fuck her.
I never even heard of this.
Good. You shouldn't.
It looks really bad.
Yep, sounds it.
It looks like Dougal in karate.
Okay.
Simon Rex is in it?
Mariti in a...
Don't even try it.
What?
Bad Meat in 2003.
No.
Orange County. Okay, I remember him in Orange County. That was the last thing he did that I remember him being in.
Okay.
Was Orange County in 2002. He was a principal. He had like 2 minutes in the movie.
Yeah.
Okay. He talked about he wanted Britney Spears to come to the school or something.
Oh, fuck that.
And that was it. America's Most Terrible Things. More Saturday Night Live stuff. Ellie Parker.
The last thing I remember him was
Snow
in.
Day. The One-Armed Bandit. Dirty Work. All right, Dirty Work.
Yeah, okay.
Wait. 1998.
Uh-huh.
Wait, Dirty Work is the...
With Norm McDonald.
So
he's
averaging one for every 5 years. And how much was he even in that?
In the last decade, I remember him being in...
One thing.
Literally two. Three things. Because 97, he did Vegas Vacation.
That sucked.
So that's a good 10 years ago. So Vegas Vacation, Dirty Work. What else did we say? Orange County.
That's it, really.
And Dougal.
Yeah,
well,
but
I didn't even know he was in that. I never saw.
But the
him.
Thing is, the
so
thing
I've
is,
seen him in three things in 10 years.
Yeah,
out of those three things that you have, one of them he played a prime character in. The other two, he was in there for a good 10 minutes tops.
Yeah. All right, let me look for good movies he was in.
Okay.
Christmas Vacation.
Right.
Excellent movie.
Mm-hmm.
Caddyshack.
Okay. Yeah.
Very funny. Funny Farm.
All right.
Pretty funny.
Yeah.
It's okay. Three Amigos. Love the Three Amigos.
Uh huh.
Spies Like Us. Great. Mm-hmm. Oh, Sesame Street movie. I didn't know he was in that. Follow That Bird. That's excellent. European
that bird. I love that movie.
Look at all this.
The three vacation
movies
are great.
Well, the 80s were his. That was his big,
the Fletch
big
movies are great.
But he couldn't hold on like other people did. Like
because you know
Bruce
why?
Bruce Willis and.
No, but the reason why is because.
Tom Hanks.
You ever hear any of the stories about him?
No.
He's such an asshole.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like he made it big and he was known for doing these comedies and all that shit. And then he started, like, he did the talk show. That Chevy Chase show on Fox, remember?
What was that, like, 3 episodes?
It lasted that long.
Yeah.
I think it was supposed to be like, you know, it was supposed to run the whole week.
Yeah.
Like, just to try it out. It didn't even last.
Was it a daily thing or a weekly thing?
It was Letterman. It was supposed to be Letterman. It was at Time Spot.
Wow.
He's an asshole.
And when stories came out, when that show was being put together, how much of an uptight dick, and, like, he was always demanding and just all over the place. He wasn't even, like, an executive producer. He was just the title and... He was the host. That was it.
Horrible.
Yeah. And that's where his downfall came. Right after that, like, you know, who wants to work with him? What the, you know, he just constantly was in shit.
So basically, to wrap this all up, I want to beat him.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
There were some things he said not too long ago, too, that pissed me off.
I wish I could resurrect his mother and his stepfather to beat his ass with, like, their fucking bones. I don't give a shit.
I want his zombie mother to come back and lash the back of his knees.
With his zombie father's leg.
Yeah.
I hope Weird Al's parents are kicking Chevy Chase's parents' ass right now.
Why?
Because they're all dead.
They are.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, at least Weird Al's parents went in a good way.
And they at least were positive for their son's
That's got to be a good way to go, right?
I guess. Yeah.
Carbon monoxide?
Oh, really?
I don't know. Did they die just from it? Like, they didn't have...
They were passed out in their chairs.
Oh, okay. Because, I mean, I know people who have gotten it and gone to the hospital.
Oh, if you survive it, you're screwed.
Yeah.
Your brain is fried.
Yep.
So if you die from it, but from what I hear, you just go to sleep.
You nap forever.
Yeah, it's just like, wow, I'm tired. You fall asleep and
smooth sailing.
Yeah. You fall asleep, you lose your bowels, and you're done. You know? How would you want to die, Carly?
I love this.
I don't know. That's a good question.
All right, we'll come back to you. This is like ordering at dinner.
Yeah.
What about you, Matt?
You guys going to order appetizers?
I'm skeptical.
Well, I'd like to have a little heart attack for an appetizer. And then mass brain hemorrhage for the entree.
Wow.
Brain hemorrhage.
No, actually, I really don't know. It's a very difficult question to answer.
It is. What would be the worst way? Because no one really wants to.
Drowning.
Fire.
Your head get cut off by a broken glass.
Drowning.
I'm
going
to say... Worst way to die, when the guys get tangled up in the train tracks with the train.
Yeah. They get hit by the train.
They're still alive, but they have to move the train.
Yeah.
And basically they're like, all right, get your family down here.
Mm-hmm.
And you basically have to sit there and watch them pull the train away.
Yeah.
And watch your guts spill out and then you die.
Wait,
that's
got to
be
that?
The worst. It's happened a couple times.
Yeah.
If someone's like lying on the train tracks and a train comes, it'll actually wrap their body around.
Yep.
And like around the wheels?
If they're lucky enough to stop the train's on top of you, basically cut you in half.
Yep.
But it's holding you together.
Mm.
So as soon as the train pulls away...
You're dead.
All your internal organs are just going to spill out.
That's pretty rough.
So you're alive and you're functioning, I guess, semi.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically have to come there and say, all right, we got to pull this train away.
There's an episode of
Peace
Homicide with Vince Vaughn was like I guess the... special guest or whatever.
Yeah.
And he was basically like someone pushed him on the subway platform and he fell in between the subway when it was coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah, he told me.
And he got dragged and his like body spun around and basically the same thing happened.
Mm.
I saw that so many years ago and it still bothers me.
Really?
Like when Derek said it, I was like,
oh.
I know exactly what he's talking about.
Yep.
I think just getting pounded to death. Just getting beat by somebody. Like somebody who's so like psychotic with rage that you're just punching your face in to the point where it's just you can't be like noticeable.
See,
and then you would have a hard time taking like dental records because your whole face is just crushed inward.
I don't know. There's a certain level of, I guess, the duration of experiencing something. Like you can pass out from pain.
Yeah.
But I think if you're on fire and you're trying to not be on fire anymore and you can't stop, you're going to be on fire until you die.
Oh, yeah. But
and
I
that's
think,
it. Like, you're going to fully experience it.
But I think there's a point, just like in anything, where you just kind of black out mentally. Like, your subconscious is still screaming in pain, but, like, mentally, you're done. Like, you just turned off, and you're just going to fry and roam around like a chicken with its head cut off for hours.
Once you burn deep enough, doesn't it, like, you get past the nerves, feel it anymore. You can't feel it anymore.
Yeah. So you're pretty much done.
But inside your head, you're still screaming.
You're still trying to get out.
Yeah, you're still trying to figure out a way to get it.
Your skin is melted off.
So, like, if you jump out of a building from a high ledge or something like that, or out of a plane without a parachute,
anticipational,
that's just constant, just like oh god, just you're gonna hit the ground at some point.
Anticipation, and if you live, make you pass out too, though.
If you live through that, like the people who live when they jump out of like planes with like non-functioning like parachutes, like they hit the ground and bounce.
Oh yeah,
like 5 or 6 feet.
People have survived full-on terminal velocity drops.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, holy
broken
shit.
Broken every bone, but survived. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. I'm like...
Bounced, like, 20 feet in the air.
And when that happened, you get to ask the person what they were thinking the whole time. They're just like, I just was waiting for it. Just waiting, constantly waiting for it to hit.
But don't people usually have a heart attack on the way down?
Yeah. No, there's usually something that'll...
Either blackout or... Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like waking up from a dream. going to sleep for reality and waking up from a dream.
I still think drowning is pretty freaking scary.
Is. Yeah. I think it's...
Like, just hold your breath, like, one of you guys. Not everyone. We don't want dead air.
No,
like, that feeling that, like, oh God.
I think technically this is dead air.
I think drowning in a car as it slowly starts to sink, like, in an ocean where you can't get out would be, like, the worst.
Anything where you know you're going to die.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anytime.
And you basically just have to sit there and wait for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to be the worst.
Yeah, like...
Slowly being poisoned.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like getting shot in the head and being alive.
No,
for
not
a
even
of
getting
seconds.
Shot in the head. Like getting shot in, like.
I mean, at least it's sudden. I mean, if someone has a gun to your head, it's different.
Like getting shot in the stomach and having to sit there and live with, and like you can't do anything about it. You're just bleeding out.
Yeah, it sucks. But I've never experienced.
You're gonna be okay.
You're just dying. You're bleeding up.
So anyway.
Yeah. Well, that was somber.
You brought it up.
You did.
I got two stories about Chinese people in honor of JV and Elvis.
China.
This one was just kind of cute. They made a study where they said that Li is China's most popular surname. L-I. Li.
Uh-huh.
It's like
or
Smith.
Lai. I don't know. Yeah, I guess it's like Li. Our Smith.
Yes.
They said that a 2006 survey of 296 million people in 1,100 countries and cities by the Chinese Academy of Sciences found that Li led the ranks in population. However, they looked over and said, no, it's Wang.
Wang.
So Wang is the most popular name in the country.
I was going to bring that up.
Wangs.
Wang.
Lots
almost,
of Wangs.
Almost 93 million mainland Chinese are called Wang.
Little Wangs.
7.25% of the total population.
That's pretty crazy.
A lot of fucking Wangs.
A little Wangs.
Yeah. There's some guy named like Li Wang, and he just rocks.
He owns everything.
And the third most popular is Zhang, Zhang.
Never heard of it.
Zhang.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah, Li Wang Zhang.
Okay.
What was the kid's name? The VTech kid.
Chow So. Can't remember Gag. The last. Can't remember the last name.
I'm going worthless. How about that?
Did you see how quick the media was to take everything down the next day?
They don't even
bring up his name now. They just call him like
the VT killer.
Yeah, they call him the killer or the
question mark.
Yeah, yeah. Did you hear about that?
Mark? What?
When his first day in class, they had the teacher had everybody write their names down like on a piece of paper and introduce themselves, and he wrote down a big question mark.
And they started calling him the question mark kid.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he used to come into classes with his hat on, glasses, and headphones, and his teacher every day would have to ask him to take it off.
And it would take coaxing to get him to take him off, too. Yeah. Like, he wouldn't
do it.
Of
course.
Stupid.
A dick.
Of course.
Of course.
Let's move on.
Well, I actually have a story pertaining to him. If you want to go to it.
Go to it. Let's go.
Let's see here. Apparently, you know what? I think we have a video.
Oh. Let's go to the videotape.
Go to the videotape. Well, it's loading.
The Hokie Nation will prevail, and students showed that spirit on campus today. Good evening. I'm Karen McNew.
And I'm John Carlin. We'll get to that emotional return to campus in just a moment. But first, News Channel 10 has uncovered new information about the shooter, Sung-hui Cho.
That's
it. 10 on Your Side investigative reporter Denise Eck spoke with a woman who says she spent time alone with Cho. And Denise, woman claims to work, I understand, for an escort service.
John, you're absolutely right. She says Cho hired her to dance.
Escort.
Okay.
He had to get that out.
She may
escort.
She may have been an escort.
Who's moving around?
That was me.
Knock it off.
For an hour. Like so many other people we have heard from, this woman says that Cho was strangely quiet and then suddenly snapped.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. I'm just so shaken by that I don't even know what to say.
Chastity Fry says she spent an hour all alone with Virginia Tech killer Cho Sung-hui last month.
And it was so distant, and it just really, he really didn't talk a lot. He seemed like he wasn't, like, all there.
Fry works for an escort service. She says Cho hired her, and the two met at this Valley View motel.
I danced for a little while, and I thought we were done because he got up and went to the restroom, and I said, well, all right, do you want me to go? I mean, you know, I'm going to go ahead and go. And I started to go, and he's like, no, I paid for the full hour. You've only been here for 15 minutes or however long. And then he came back in the room. And at that point, when I was dancing, that's when he tried to kind of, you know, touch me or get on me or whatever, and I pushed him away.
Wow. And you weren't scared?
No, because he went away right away. So,
did you see any guns, any ammunition,
no.
anything that made you feel nervous?
No.
Unbelievable.
She saw the news about Cho last week. She thought she recognized him. Then she says FBI agents questioned her this weekend. She says they tracked her down through Cho's credit card receipt.
Well, they asked me what happened, and then they asked me, you know, how he, was there anything that stuck out? They wanted to know three words that described him.
What three words did you use?
I think I used dorky as one of them. Maybe timid and pushy. There at the end, he was a little pushy.
Timid and pushy.
Now she thinks about the victims and how lucky she was.
He was hot and cold.
Good old weak jaw McGraw over there talking.
And how lucky
fucking
she
idiot.
Was.
He was probably mostly pissed just because he couldn't get action even from an escort. So,
yeah, I know.
That's
so that was it.
Edge.
That was the clincher right there. Somebody probably told him, like, why don't you just like get an escort, maybe a prostitute or something like that.
Like, all right. And he okay. doesn't. She's
Aww.
Like, back off.
And, and it's game over.
And it's game over.
Game over for a lot of people.
Yeah, I think that's about it.
Okay.
I don't want to keep going.
Dorky.
Did
was
you find any gun? Did you see any ammunition?
Any ammunition or guns?
What the fuck? Was he shooting blanks? What the hell?
What question is that? It's he terrible. Came in with a duffel bag.
Oh, my God. I don't know.
Yeah, like he's going to carry around the guns with him.
Good idea.
He dropped his Glock before I walked in. The fuck?
Okay.
Awful. Anything for a story.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got to pick at fucking shit, man.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
Well, the news vans were all over by the funeral place by us.
Oh yeah,
for the girl from our town that died.
They were there for the
to cover
what
it.
What was by her?
News vans.
Oh, the news. Yeah.
Yeah.
They were there on north too the night before they did the funeral because they had a big ceremony.
Yeah. I'm gonna leave them alone.
Like a big vigil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let them fucking grieve.
No, they don't care. They were there.
They really don't. They really don't.
They don't.
And now things are gonna start getting. Really fucking gay.
What? Oh, well, yeah, obviously.
Already, a high school student was told to leave the school over a sketch he made in a graphic design class. It was done the day before the shootings.
Really?
Or the Friday before. It was on a Monday, right?
Ex post facto.
So he did it on a Friday, and he made, I guess, an animation of a stick figure shooting a gun at another stick figure, I guess in order to work the software out or whatever.
Yeah.
And they asked him to leave the school and that he couldn't come back
until he
had a psychiatric evaluation.
Oh, my God.
So he is suing the school.
Yeah.
Fuck that. I would, too.
The school better be paying
for it. That's the fucking chicken nugget gun all over again.
That's some guy.
We're doing this again.
It's beyond
gay. Fucking gay.
It really is.
You can, oh, my God, you can profile students, but you can't profile races.
No, well, yeah, obviously.
No, this is individuals.
And it happened, like, before.
Yes. Yeah,
it. I don't know.
It happens every.
Yeah.
It happens every once a year. There's a kid who just goes ape shit and kills somebody in a school.
And I guess the drawing wasn't finished. And I guess the animation, like there was no contact made with the gun.
Yeah.
And he told the teacher that he was going to make it where the other stick figure deflected it somehow.
Okay.
That was his explanation. He's like, "Well, I'm not done with it."
Yeah.
And she said no.
Wow.
They ignored him and kicked him out of the school.
Wow.
So now he is pissed.
Yeah.
I woke up this morning to a breaking news thing. It was a fourth grader. It was a supposed thing. They really had no idea. Like, MSNBC went on for an hour about it, and they had nothing. They were so, like, finding things. It was fourth grader came into a school with supposedly, maybe, a grenade. What? And they shut the school down.
Wait.
And this was on for, like, a good hour until they switched it to there was a hearing today about, what the hell was it? About, like, our troops getting accidentally shot by their own people. Had a big hearing about it today. So they went from that, from, like, trying to figure out what was going on with the school to that, because they had nothing.
Jesus
Christ. I was like, you're kidding
me.
Fucking
lame.
If the kid did bring a grenade in, find out the fucking story before you put it out.
Might have been a grenade. Who knows?
So stupid.
Could have been something else. Could have been one of those Bomba drinks.
What? Or like
these little drinks that look like grenades.
There's water balloons.
Are you kidding me? Oh, the water balloons. Well, they didn't look anything like grenades. Well, no, they're just textured.
These little red and blue energy drinks. They're called Bomba.
And they're shaped like a bomb?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow, like that's a great idea.
A little grenade.
That's horrible.
Yeah,
a grenade of juice.
We saw them at Pathmark.
Why? It's just asking to be recalled.
Yeah.
Why bother even?
Uh-huh.
Nah, it's stupid.
It's idiotic.
Anyway.
Oops.
Oh, did you guys hear that?
Yeah, that was disgusting.
Carly, what do you think about that?
Yeah, Carly, you're not saying much.
About the burp? It was disgusting.
Verified.
I wish I would die.
Redundant.
What?
I don't know.
No, about the kid being expelled or whatever. Was this from
with the animation?
Yeah.
That's so stupid.
Okay, there you
go. It's stupid. Yeah.
Do we have a unanimous decision there?
You know what? The kid probably should have known that, like, in general, he'd get in trouble for that.
Mm-hmm.
Not really.
You know, like,
you should have seen the shit that we used to do in elementary school.
God.
We used to do these stick figure murals of just war.
Death.
It was absolute death and war.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. The teachers actually encouraged it.
Yeah,
they would
it was called creative back then.
They got like oak tag and they would just put it up on the wall and we would just mural and it didn't matter what we drew.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because nothing was going to happen.
As long as there was no like nudity sex or anything, it was fine.
But how old was this student?
He was 18.
18, so he was what, fresh in college?
I think he was in high school.
No, senior.
Yeah.
Senior in high school.
Most likely.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
We had a kid in my high school that had a bullet as a keychain.
Uh-huh.
It was just like a replica.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think he was either expelled or suspended, and then he just didn't come back. Like, it was, you know. But that's post-Columbine.
Okay, yeah.
So, like, after that, like, people should know that this, like, you know, all of a sudden, everyone's going to be uptight about it.
Of course.
And in our high school, before the whole Columbine thing, we had no offensive shirts at all. Remember that?
Yeah.
Hardcore on that. We have, but I mean, like, it's still, like, you know, it's just stupid shit that happened in high school. Like, I knew a lot of people either got, you know, made their take their shirts off or got kicked out for the day.
Yeah, that it would just be like the day or you know, a detention or maybe a suspension for a day.
Well, they would try to crack down on stupidest shit. I remember they tried to crack down on PDA, public
displays
of affection.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
So if a guy was kissing his girlfriend in the hallway, you got, like, not suspended, but you got, like, detention.
Yeah, you could be chastised for it.
It's so stupid.
Yeah. It really is. It's just the worst.
Yeah.
Right, so happy I'm not going
to
that shit anymore.
No, do we? Ever?
Why not? Okay.
What?
Why not?
Nah, we're going to break.
Come on, Matt.
Break.
Fuck.
That is some noise. Oh, my goodness. Radiohead, we're going to miss you.
We're back.
Did you guys hear about this pet food recall?
Yeah.
That affected me personally.
Yeah.
Again.
Well, yeah,
my
life. You shouldn't be eating that fucking pet food.
Well, it's so delicious. Our own Lola here, our little resident annoying dog,
Ola,
happened to have a giant can of that contaminated, that particular contaminated food.
Yeah. I believe it's still going on. They still haven't.
They still have the shit on the shelves. Yeah.
Crazy.
How?
Disgusting.
I guess they found out some kind of weird chemical that's really bad.
It's coming from like the Europe. Chinese, like wherever they're manufacturing it. They don't have like really good
manufacturing.
They don't really take care of it the way they should. It's not.
Well, now a new thing came out. Just picked this up. Hogs have eaten tainted food with chemicals.
Okay.
The same food. I guess they put it in hog scrap or whatever.
Yeah. Mm.
So pigs that are being bred to be eaten by humans have eaten the food.
Good.
And they're not sure which ones ate it or whether or not they've been quarantined.
So they have to kill all of them.
But the thing
is... I guess so. Or if... I mean, by the time you cook it or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like when we... So. Like with eggs. You get E. coli, you eat a raw egg.
Yeah.
You cook it up. Ooh, taste the egg.
Ooh, taste the egg.
Is it E. coli?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Salmonella.
Yeah, salmonella.
A little different.
Whatever. Just a fuck.
I do.
It's a fucking disease. You die no matter what. Who cares?
I saw Vaughn adding that up in his head. His eyes are going back and forth. Whatever.
Nice.
All right, fine.
They're trying to determine...
Welcome to the club, Carly.
...whether hogs in New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Utah, and Ohio may have also eaten tainted food.
Tainted food.
They're basically trying to figure it all out.
I don't know.
Over 100 brands of cat and dog food.
Just fucking annihilate them all. Who cares?
What, the dogs?
have a pork holocaust. Fucking dog is fucking ridiculous.
Pig genocide.
Pig genocide, yeah.
Hogicide, there you go.
Porkicide. Just fucking annihilate them and start new.
Hogicide.
I wasn't laughing at the puns. I was laughing at Lola.
Fine.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Matt.
You love the puns.
I'm disappointed in you, Carly.
Oh, God.
Lame.
I posted the one you did the other night.
What was that one?
Thank gods. It's not really a pun. Well, it was just fun.
Yeah, it was cute.
Yeah, we were talking about Hercules, the TV show.
The Legendary Journeys.
Yes, and Carly had mentioned that he hasn't done anything since. And I said,
no.
I said, thank God. Well, anything important, Fawn. I know he's probably in some wacky fucking movie.
No, he was
It's only available in Korea.
No, he was, one
Andromeda?
Of the, yes, Andromeda.
Thank you. What the hell is that? Thank you. Anyway, so I said, thank God, and Matt said, thank gods. And I thought it was really funny.
It was cute.
What's wrong with Ken Sorbo?
Instead of Peter Griffin left.
Why does that crack you up?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's so silly.
Every time.
It is so funny. It
really does. Speaking of Chinese people.
You know what?
Yeah.
Their DVD, I guess, bootlegs, whatever, have gotten so out of control that they already have Superman.
Spider-Man
3. Up! God damn it! What the fuck is wrong with you?
What the fuck is wrong
with you?
Why
would you recite a show, topic that I'm just about to read? Why would you do that? Why would you try to beat me to the punch?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know!
Do you yell out people's jokes? I mean, it's just...
Sometimes.
Punchlines? It's just stupid.
That
it
was
just
awesome.
Sounds bad. It just sounds bad.
Whatever.
And you actually stumbled through it, and you actually went, Spider-Man 3! Why would you do that? That just makes no sense. Yes. Spider-Man 3 is already available on bootleg in China, and I'm sure... Vaughn's not laughing.
I like Vaughn. I'm still going to laugh.
Like, we have to know that you know that already. Next time you come over for the show, I'll lay out all the news, and you can put a big check mark next to all the ones you know. Oh, now he's pissed.
No, he's putting himself.
That reminds.
No, I'm not pissed.
It reminds me of a time when I. Oh no.
Oh. See, if you would have farted, I would have forgave you.
Yeah.
See, now I can't. It's freaking total stage fright.
If you only had diarrhea of the ass instead of mouth.
Oh my God.
If Derek had to fart, would scurry to fart first.
Ah, fart!
This reminds me...
Ah, burp! Ah!
All right, reminds you what?
Of a time when I asked a certain deceased promoter if I could have some ring time before a show.
Yeah.
So I could work out some stuff. Because, that's, something that you do when there's nobody in the entire arena. Or the high school. And, I said to him, I'm like, hey, can I go over a few spots with my, you know, my opponent or my tag partner, whatever it was. And the promoter says to me, oh, sure. And you know what? While we're at it, why don't I just give you the mic and you can go over all the finishes for all the matches too.
Wow.
Yeah. And I just looked, I was just like, wow. And I walked away. I was pissed because number one, it's almost customary for workers to get ring time before indie shows because a lot of the guys, they don't have time during the week to go to a wrestling school. Once you've already been trained, you know, there's no point, but there's not a whole lot of time because this isn't the only thing that indie wrestlers do.
Yeah.
So.
Weekend Warriors.
Yeah.
Carly's still laughing.
It's funny because I read the headline over your shoulder and I looked at Vaughn, his arm flailing to get it out first.
He had to yell over me and everything. Jesus Christ.
And then Derek's impression was so good. Just how ridiculous it was.
It was very over the top and I liked it. But anyway. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Vaughn, I have something to tell you. You're pregnant! I fucked you!
Is this how it's going to be?
Yeah. This is how it's been. Where have you been?
No, I know.
That's
I
all
know.
We've done is made fun of you this whole time.
I know. The massive shit takes shit on me. And fantastic.
Yeah.
All right.
I make myself feel better.
I know.
So I get.
What
I get
were
to
we talking about?
Spider-Man fucking stupid 3. Spider-Man 3.
What happened?
There's passed.
Bootlegs of it already, and it's not
so
even in theory.
So what?
It was
Who
a nothing
a
story.
Shit?
It was a nothing yeah. story.
What?
But I thought it might spark a conversation into bootlegs or
it
whatever.
Did.
I don't
know.
Let's
it
get
did.
Into it.
It did. It started a rant on hatred. And my fat ass.
Wow.
Wow.
Now he's going to try and make me feel bad.
What? You're a cocksucker.
Not
no big
work.
Deal.
Not going to work.
You're a cocksucker.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Why?
You always are.
Why?
You have been for years.
I'm nice to you off the air.
Maybe.
Occasionally.
No.
When you're drunk.
I'm very nice to you off the air.
And when he's drunk. There.
That's the only thing...
No,
that Wayne Belich on the show is we ripped
you
part
sit
of the
there,
show.
You sit there and you're like, oh, yeah, come over. I know why you guys want me over, because it's just no. It's like, all right, target, hit him.
It wasn't like that in the beginning.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, all right, whatever.
You made yourself into that.
Yeah, really.
I didn't do anything.
You created this beast.
Yeah. You created yourself.
He won't admit it, but he did.
He did.
Oh, fuck.
You made yourself an easy target.
Oh, well.
Sorry.
It's fine.
This is just the way it is. Yeah. We don't do this off air.
He's grumbling. I like Vaughn. I really do. And I try not to laugh, but that was really, really funny.
Oh, it pissed me
off. I've been very good.
Well, it made for good radio, Vaughn, if that makes you feel
that was better. Excellent, actually. Yeah. Well, not really, but. So anyway, yeah. They're out of
good,
control.
Good radio on a bad radio show.
They're How many, was it? Yeah, I'm sorry. It was, who did it?
I don't give a shit.
Chinese?
Yeah.
China!
Costing just over $1 a piece.
Wow.
The pirated DVDs appear to be of the actual movie, complete with a picture of the hero in new black spider suit.
Ooh.
It's, okay. It's so bad in that country with bootlegging that the American companies that released films in that country... They actually released the DVD the same day the movie's out.
Wow.
At a fractured price because they sell bootlegs for so cheap.
Yeah. Dollar.
Yeah. Even
around here, it's like, I mean, oh, I don't
you
know
get
what it
some
is
for
now.
Like 15, like
now,
I guess
bucks.
Now with the internet, it's a little cheaper, but back then, it used to pay like $50
yeah.
for a movie.
Well,
it's true.
Because it wouldn't come out until...
Well, if you're
a year or two
if you know anything about BitTorrent and all that shit, you can,
well, yeah,
you can film
now,
for free all
anything.
The fucking time.
The I remember watching some Disney movie in middle school right
Fantastic.
When it came out.
What? Yeah?
It was, oh God, I guess it was a screener, because it wasn't a bootleg. It wasn't like somebody sat in a theater.
Yeah.
It was some major Disney movie that came out. I don't know if it was like Lion King or when did that come out? 92?
I don't know. It was later than that.
Later?
Than
I don't remember.
It was probably around 7th or 8th grade for us. And there was some movie, and they were like, oh, yeah, we're going to watch it. And it was like, it was just, it was amazing, because it was, I don't even think it was out in the theaters yet.
Yeah.
And we got to see. So one of our teachers must have been a bootlegger. Seriously.
Yeah.
And I think I know who it was, but I won't mention any names.
Yeah. Watching, speaking, I just thought of this. Just kind of getting off topic for a second and going back to what we were talking about before about the kid drawing the stick figures.
Yeah.
Apparently that's inappropriate. Mm-hmm. And talking about what we used to do.
Oh, yeah.
They showed Glory to us in middle school.
That's right.
The movie Glory.
Mm-hmm.
With Matthew Broderick.
Yep. So, yeah.
A Civil War movie in which a man gets his head blown up.
Ooh. Yeah.
It's a very violent movie.
Yeah.
Good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very good movie. Yeah. But they showed it to us.
I had a...
Just because it's historical, it's okay.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. I don't know.
But they probably couldn't even do that
it's
now.
Just like, it's just like what is it? Not Band of Brothers. What's the other one? The Spielberg film with Tom
Saving
Hanks.
Private
Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just like they show that on TV, uncut, unedited.
We saw that, too, in high school.
Yeah,
they showed it, yeah.
I had a music teacher in elementary school who showed us the movie Amadeus.
Yep.
And if anybody is familiar with that, there is some bizarre sex scene in Amadeus.
It's fantastic, then.
You like that?
Come on. No.
What? No. Okay. Did you like that scene?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
It was fucking bizarre.
It's great.
But the teacher tried to fast forward past it. Didn't hit stop. Didn't hit stop. Fast forward, and I guess she must have hit rewind when instead of play, because went right back, and she was like, "Oh no, oh no!" And she hit the play button, and we watched the whole scene.
Was there nudity? I don't remember.
Yeah. Oh yeah. There was big pale boobies in it.
That whole scene is ridiculous.
And I don't know. Just
popping out over a corset.
Yeah, she fast forwarded past it, rewound, and then just played it. She's like, "Fuck it, I want to see it."
Yeah, I want to see some big pale boobies.
And it happened. That was in maybe third grade, I want to say.
Yeah,
yeah. It was like my first little porn.
Third grade.
Yeah.
Wow. You showing up the third graders.
It was, I don't know why she showed it. She must have watched it and wanted to show us.
What are you, third? Why would you see that in third grade?
We found out later this teacher was a cokehead, so.
The fuck.
Yeah. But,
pretty fucking whacked out film to show third grade.
It is. The whole movie itself
I saw
is
in high
bizarre,
school.
Right?
I saw
yeah.
in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never seen it.
Well, the third grader wouldn't even understand that movie.
Nope. I don't know.
I didn't understand it.
Nope.
I was a freshman in high school.
I haven't seen it since.
I just remember his fucking laugh.
I never saw it before, and I haven't seen it since.
Okay, Fabe.
Anyway. Moving right along.
So Spider-Man
yeah.
3 is out on... No.
Boot. Leg.
A lot of Chinese news today.
We need a douche sound effect because there's a lot of Asian talk on the show.
Yeah. You mean like a gong sound effect?
Well, we need the
gong.
You said douche.
Japan, China, whatever.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna get all that.
Is that Street Fighter?
Yeah, it's Street Fighter.
Okay.
Because we talk about so many fucking countries. We already had China and USSR today.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
Did they say Russia or USSR?
USSR.
Well, it was Russia.
And then the Big Bird one for the later versions was USSR.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
Do we want to talk about this drunk guy that rode his horse into a
bank?
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
It was a German guy. I guess he was leaving his local beer garden on horseback. So I don't know where the fuck
what
this
year
is in
was
Germany.
This
was April 24th, 2007. His name is awesome. Wolfgang Heinrich.
That is awesome.
40 years old. He stopped at an ATM. Put his card in, open the door.
At a what?
ATM.
What?
An ATM.
An ATM.
ATM, ATM.
Did he eat at Boston Market?
Damn.
Anyway.
You fat fuck.
And him and his... Wow.
What?
Him and his horse slept in the ATM room.
Okay.
Nice.
That's.
And they have a picture of it right
that
here.
That is fucking amazing. I want to see it.
Of him passed out and his horse, who, as they cleverly say, made a deposit.
Oh, he pooped in there?
Yeah, the horse took a massive shit, and there's shit all over the floor, and he's passed out sleeping.
Awesome.
So.
Wow. Yes. That is unbelievable.
If we ever have Dan on here again, he should talk about some of the wacky shit his dad got into.
Oh, no.
I don't want to say it, because I don't know if he wants to get into it.
Okay.
But
Thanks for teasing us.
Yeah, yeah, thanks.
Let's
just say getting locked up in a jail cell with a baby elephant.
Okay, all right.
Oh, yeah.
We'll leave that for Dan.
Yeah. I don't know if he wants to talk about it.
I don't know if he's going to want to talk about that.
It was a fun story.
Sounds like it.
It sounds cute. Yeah, actually, I know it.
That's first thing I thought of when I saw this. But they didn't arrest him or anything. They just said, get on your horse and get the fuck out of here.
See, now that's nice. That is nice. That's something that you should do.
It's like what they used to do in the 70s with our parents.
Exactly.
Driving home drunk, they pull you over and just say, you know, get out, get in the car.
Or if they did actually pull you over
and take you home.
And brought you back.
Pick up your car tomorrow.
Or if they actually did bring you to the station, they let you sleep it off and then go home.
Yeah.
Yeah,
basically. Not like, you know, now where you just get fucked.
Holy shit. Now it's like, what, you got to blow 0.08 and you're done?
Oh, God. It's like 0.01.
it's ridiculous.
It's not even a full beer anymore.
I think some lady blew like a 0.85 or something.
Yeah.
Like something insane.
Yeah. I heard about that.
She was like a cop or something. They pulled her over, and she actually broke the world's record.
Wow.
That's how drunk she was.
She should have been, like, dead, technically.
She had an alcohol blood level.
Yeah, she did, literally. And she was driving.
Crazy.
She was wasted.
Oh, my goodness.
And she broke the world's record for blowing.
Most
blowing.
Most intoxicated.
Yeah, well,
there,
for,
that's better.
I guess the number or whatever.
Mm-hmm. That's funny.
Insane. I like those cute little stories.
Me too.
Especially when there's a picture. If you just read it, it's like, then you see a fucking horse. There's horse shit all over this little carpet, and he's passed out next to him.
He's underneath the ATM.
Yeah.
Taking a nap. Taking a snooze.
Made a deposit.
Yeah, awesome. So if there's any other cute stuff. Oh, Vaughn, you might like this.
Ba-doop. Oh, I might.
Yeah. Post office cancel service in neighborhood where unrestrained dog lives.
Oh, yeah, they do that all the time. Who cares?
Wow.
What, you have to do what?
That's common. Like
they cancel service, really?
They'll cancel whole street. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they did here.
Rather than just get the dog restrained.
Well, no,
that's what they told them.
The thing is if an animal is roaming around free.
Yeah.
Right. Like there's one of the carriers in my office. They have a problem with the dog. The dog sits in the backyard, but it's easy. It has an easy access to get to the street.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's basically this story here.
Right. And what is what the whole process is, like they give you warnings. And then After a couple warnings, if they don't take it to the warnings, they automatically lock everybody out.
Yep.
Everybody on the street gets fucked. You have to go to the office every day to pick up your mail.
Wow.
And the reason why they do that is because if you're pissing off all the if you know one neighbor's pissing off everybody else, they're going to get that neighbor to fix whatever's problem.
Absolutely.
They have.
Yep.
And it's the easiest thing to take care of.
Basically, the whole thing, they told them to make a complete fence because I guess they have partial fencing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this very pretty looking golden retriever. I can't imagine a golden retriever would be vicious.
Yeah. Fuck that.
They're literally, it looks like Carly. It looks like your dog.
Any dog.
Oh, it's Kirby.
Yeah, it looks like Kirby. It's like the cutest little thing. Well, it's kind of big, but whatever. But apparently it came up to him. It frightened him, and he fell on the ice and, like, shattered his arm or did something.
Dude.
You know. But it's funny. The owner basically says, Rick McGuire, nice name. Yeah.
Hmm.
He says, it's the mail carrier. He's just a sissy.
Wait a minute. If this was in Germany, he'd be Der Rick McGuire.
Wow. Damn. He would be. He really would be. But basically, they said their fence is up to par with the township. But the post office says, you got to either fence that thing in or we're not coming.
Or no more dog.
And the neighbors are like, what the hell? What are we going to do? And they suggested getting a communal mailbox for their street.
It's like Bob
Rule. I guess at the end of the street.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They said, we'll shove it all in there, and then you guys can come sort it out if you want.
It's like Mob Rule,
basically, like,
pretty much.
Tell this fucker to get a fence or you're not getting mail.
Yeah, it's Mob Rule.
Yeah.
It's just like anything else. You stop something from coming that people want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those people are going to take it. You know, they're either going to make that person do it or they're going to figure out a way to do it.
It's funny that they can do that.
Yeah. Oh,
I didn't know they could do that.
Yeah, we can do it.
My great uncle had one of those big fucking houses up in the Poconos.
Yeah.
And at the end of his block, they just basically had a big wall with nothing but mailbox slots in it. Why can they do something like that?
I don't know.
Is that the same thing as a communal mailbox?
Pretty much.
That's what we
have. Basically, they don't want to do that. They want their mail.
Yeah.
So basically, that was their way of saying, well, you're not getting it. So either get a communal mailbox, which is their way of saying,
Yeah.
You know, you're not getting it no matter what. So you might as well do this if you're not going to get this fucking guy to build a fence.
Yep. Unbelievable. Well,
I like the fact that they did that, though.
Yeah, it's cute.
Yeah. Cute. Oh, it's cute. No mail for... and it's been like a week or something. Like a whole... 2 weeks.
Like, fuck.
It's been 2 weeks and they have not gotten mail. In 2 weeks. And they haven't come over there with fucking... Like a board and some nails and been like, listen, seriously, we're going to fucking... Either we're going to put it through the board, kill your dog,
yeah,
or we're going to make a new fence. Let's get our shit together here.
Could they just keep the dog indoors?
They could do that, but if... But still, if anyone's home at the time and the mailman is delivering his mail and the dog is outside, automatic no.
Well, you know, and also the thing is, because they've been warned and everything, they probably have to build the fence.
Yeah, they have no choice.
It's like, well, we'll leave them indoors. It's like, no.
Where was this?
Shit, I knew too.
He's already moved on.
Because you got to like think of the weird laws that they might have in some places, but basically just about anywhere you have to have a fence when you have a dog.
No, that's right. That's technically practically like a federal
like
law. If the post office does that to you, like shut your whole neighborhood down.
Yeah, you're
you have no other reason to do. But
that's
just,
like tampering with the mail,
practically. Yeah,
I don't know. Oh well.
It doesn't say it on here, but on the video, it basically said that their fencing is up to par with the township.
Oh,
so their fence is okay, but I guess the dog can either hop it or do whatever.
Yeah,
or it's like it's a half fence where it's only covered one side and there's like woods in the back.
So somehow the dog can get around it, even though it's to spec with having a dog in the neighborhood.
Right. Yeah, see, I know my dog could definitely jump our fence, but she just doesn't.
Yeah, because she's not an asshole like this fucking golden retriever. The ones chasing fucking mailmen.
The fences I hate the most, like nowadays, are those invisible fences.
Oh yeah,
with the dog. The dogs.
Well, that's great. That's great that they get shocked when they hit a certain point. But like, it's all around the house, and you're the box is all the way up the front, and you don't know what the fuck this dog is capable of doing.
They should have like a.
Oh no!
Can they get through it, or does it just shock them? Like, can't they just run through the shock?
No. Probably. Well, they've been trained, like with dogs, they've been trained so much.
Yeah.
That they get used to it.
They learn the parameters of the.
Yeah,
yard.
And they know where it is. So when they hit that, they get a jolt. And they get the jolt, and they know not to go there anymore.
But you figure they could just run right through it.
Yeah, if it's that much, that it's actually like they're running and they get hit and it just like knocks them down.
Yeah,
that's cruel.
Yeah,
I know. It doesn't knock them down. It stops them.
Well, I guess there's a training process where you bring them out.
Have you ever seen?
And you ease them towards it and they'll get a shock. And be
yeah,
like,
they
the
have.
Fuck?
There's people who set the fence up and then they train your dog and train you to show you what to do.
Yeah, so the dog knows if he goes near there, he's going to get shocked. Yeah. So he'll run up to that point and maybe try to ease in, and then once he gets it...
Yeah.
There's a jackass bit like that, where they actually had a strip of the invisible fence.
Yeah.
And they put it, like... I think they put it in the doorway of this of one of their offices. They one of the guys wearing it. But he didn't know where the wire was. And every time he tried to walk out of the office, he got shocked.
I wonder how that feels. Like, what kind of shock that is.
I don't know. I have no idea what
voltage
it's not that bad.
Somebody got that for my dog when he was alive.
Oh.
And my father basically looked at it and said, who the hell made this? Hannibal Lecter? I'm not fucking putting this thing up. Because my dog had a habit of jumping the fence into the neighbor's yard.
Could he see at that point?
Yes. This is when he was young and virile.
Okay.
And it's then he was blind and he wasn't jumping anything.
It's like...
I still have the vision in my head when he fell in the pond. Our back deck, you look out our old house, the back door, you look out and you got the back deck, and right, like pretty much attached to the back deck, to the left, was a pond. And he, in his complete blindness, fell in the pond late at night. So I keep looking out the window, looking for him. It's all dark. I don't see him. He usually took his time, so I'm just like, whatever. And then finally I look and I see him peeking his head through the fence on the porch. So what the fuck? He fell in the pond and climbed up the waterfall to the edge of the fence where the porch was. So I just see his little wet rat head coming out. It was the saddest fucking thing. I had to go in there and get him and everything. It was
Have you ever been shocked by an electrical fence, like a cattle fence?
No.
No? That's the kind of shock. A little bit harder, though.
Wow.
Wow. I would imagine that would be pretty shocking.
Well, it hurts, but it's like, I guess... I guess for a dog, it'd be a little more intense.
Yeah, well.
But like, ever, yeah. Like a grab onto like an electric fence, that'll.
I think the worst shock I ever got was from a 9-volt battery on my tongue.
On your tongue?
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels like, almost feels like you're drinking a soda at first.
Get that. I haven't done it since I was a kid. Okay. I did it and I was like, wow, I'm never doing that again.
Nope.
And there's been a couple times where I've been like, is this good? Mm-hmm. And you do that thing where you just kind of flick it towards your tongue and hope you catch it, but I never do. And I just end up throwing it away.
I think the worst shock I ever got was. Worst shock I ever got was there was like faulty wiring in a friend's apartment, and he knew that this one switch was a fucking would shock you every time you tried to turn it on, and he just anytime someone new would come into the place, he'd be like, "Can you hit the lights?" And you just hit both of them, and once they went on, you got zolted, just a whole shitload of fucking voltage going right through you. It'd knock you on your ass, and he'd just sit there and laugh at you. And he'd do it to everybody who like, and then you'd know about it, and then someone else would come in, what is it? He did it to one of my girlfriends once, and it was just like, it was like, you know, you want to warn her, but then he's like, shh, and she hit the lights, and then she falls.
What?
She's like, kind of convulsed. Like everybody did. You kind of just fell on your ass because that was that wacky of a shock.
That's pretty serious.
I replaced the light fixtures in the apartment, and I got a pretty bad shock. I made a point of turning off all the electric and everything, which I learned doing electricity from my brother, who basically, I'm like, should we turn the electric off? He's like, nah, fuck it. He's like, just don't touch that with this, and you'll be all right. And I did, how many did I do? Three of them? Four of them? Whatever? I don't know.
Yeah,
two of them?
Quite
I don't
a few.
Know. Yeah, and I did them all right, whatever. And then the one was upside down.
Uh-oh.
It's like, fuck. So I got to take this whole thing apart again. I just didn't feel like going over the fuse box. So I'm like, I'll just take it out.
Yeah.
And it was like a little crooked. So I just got the screwdriver in there and just kind of wedging it. All of a sudden, boom! I was like, oh, did I break a fuse? I think the fuse went.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you were in the bathroom and the light went off.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I thought you were messing with me.
Yeah, you're like, what are you doing? I was like, oh, I electrocuted myself. Horrible. Yeah. It sucked. It's just such a, you figure, it doesn't feel like you would imagine.
Yeah.
It's such a dull, like it almost feels like someone punched you in the chest.
Right.
Like, oh.
Yeah.
It just sucks and you're touching everything. And you're like, horrible.
I recently got a little finger static electricity shock. From a customer at work, you can actually see the little jump.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And it was like, boom!
Yeah,
it like knocked me back. She was like, couldn't believe
it. You should have passed it off like you did it on purpose.
Oh, it's
like,
part of my wrestling gimmick.
Fucking watch it. How many coupons do you have? Yeah, I thought so.
There's more where that came from.
Double coupons, my ass.
Nice. It was pretty rough.
Yeah,
the worst one I've ever experienced from another person.
Yeah.
Heavy duty.
Well, the thing that sucks about being shocked is it always comes when you never expect it.
Right.
You gotta, like, turn a light switch on. Oh, fuck is that?
Right.
And you feel like an asshole.
Sometimes during the winter, getting out of my car,
yeah,
I get boom.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. Might be from my hair rubbing against the seat or something. When I'm getting out.
But, like, where do you get it on
when
you?
I close the door.
Yeah, I get that.
I have
a
to
lot
close
too.
It on the window. Often in the wintertime, I just close it on the window all the time because I don't feel like getting shocked.
Maybe.
And I know it's going to happen. I'm just like, getting close to it, and I can feel.
Yeah.
Like,
shit.
Do you guys
it gets every time.
Do you get the sillies after you get shocked, though? Do you find
you get the sillies no matter what.
I guess that happens.
The sillies? What is that?
I had the sillies. I was at work recently, actually, and I was working on a camera that had a flash. And so we took the batteries out of the camera. Everything was good. Didn't really think that the flash was still holding a charge.
Uh-oh.
Oops.
So I'm unscrewing the camera, and I'm taking it all apart. And all of a sudden, I'm just like, oh! And I put it down, and everyone's like, what happened? I'm like, it shocked me. So then I was like, I don't want to work on this anymore. So someone else was working on it. Same thing happened to them. And they're like, you know, I really thought that you discharged all of the shock. That's the only reason why I worked on it. And he was saying it was really bad shock. Like, it really, like, it went up your arm. You could feel it go all the way up to, like, your elbows.
Ooh.
And afterwards, I had the sillies for hours.
What is the sillies?
Like, I was just really hyper, and I was in a really good mood.
Oh.
I came up with a rumor that day that I had a glass eye.
You were positively charged.
Yes. Yeah. So now everyone at work is going along with this big rumor that I have a glass eye.
Because you wear your hair in front of your eye.
Because I wear my hair kind of falls in front of my eye, and someone made a comment about it.
Yeah.
So I was like, you tell him that I have a glass eye. So now whenever he walks by, I have to do the big starey, like, hey, what's up?
Wow.
So everyone's in on it except for him, and it's really going to be fun.
Cross your eyes and look at him. Hey,
what's good?
Glass eyes are fucking creepy.
Hate him.
I had a boss with a glass eye, and he used to go to bars and take him out and look under girls' skirts with him. It was a riot.
That doesn't make sense.
He would take it out in his hand, and he would like go like under a girl's skirt with the eye.
That's
like, as
fucking
a gag.
Retarded.
Just as like,
yeah,
an
I
old
know.
Guy.
It's
what
fucking
the hell
creepy.
Yeah.
That no, I'm yeah. sorry.
Yeah, and he drove. He had a driver's license. Which I don't understand. Can you have a driver's license with one eye?
Well, I don't know. You shouldn't.
It's rough.
You shouldn't be allowed.
No.
My uncle, my younger albino uncle.
Oh, no.
He's legally blind by the state, and he drives a motorcycle.
Nice.
Yeah.
How?
If it's a bright day or during the daytime, he can tell what's going on. It's like, you know, like look through a foggy mirror or something like that, or a foggy glass.
Like even with glasses on?
Yeah, he's got like the thickest prescription. They look like Coke bottle glasses.
Yeah.
But to him, like I've asked him how, like what does everything look like? He's like, have you ever looked through like a frosted piece of glass and put it against like light or sit outside with a frosted piece of glass outside?
Yeah, I know.
Everything looks bright and just kind of weird.
Oh, really?
That's what everything looks like to him.
So
when he drives at night, he can barely tell where he's going.
Mm.
But the thing is, he doesn't have to, like, he goes from like point A to point B. He goes from the house to his work. That's all he does. If he has to go anywhere else, he has to go to the bar. He'll walk to the bar because it's only down the street.
Yeah. Oh, well.
So it's like he's done it for 20-something years, so he's used to it.
Poor guy. Yeah. I'm bad with driving at night. I'm getting really bad with that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's just my eyes creep out.
It's my favorite time to drive.
Me too.
I hate it. I don't know
without the lights on, too, is the best time to drive.
Yep.
With no car lights on.
Ghost car.
Love that.
More wacky news from Australia.
Uh-oh.
Girls, quote, just felt right, murdering friend.
Nice.
Two teenagers who wanted to experience murder, told police that it felt right to strangle a friend and bury her bottle? Oh, I'm fucked. I'm tired.
Whoops.
Her body in a shallow grave beneath the West Australian home. Two 17-year-old girls who cannot be named due to their age.
Fuck
they face a sentencing hearing and blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Find their MySpace pages.
They probably have them. I don't know, Australia.
And they probably got pictures of their dead friend as their front page picture.
They just wanted to experience murder?
Yeah. Sunday morning, me and her woke up and we were just talking, and for some reason we decided to kill her.
Oops.
One of the girls told the police.
That's fucking psychotic.
We did it just because we felt like it. It's hard to explain, the other girl said.
No, it isn't. You're fucking psychotic.
I knew we had wanted to kill someone before. We knew it was wrong, but I didn't feel wrong at all. I just felt right.
What?
Wow. Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
Wow.
Yep.
That's fucked up.
Holy shit. That's just, you know, life in prison. Just don't even fucking do a hearing. Just fucking throw them right in there.
Oh, then they get into it.
Uh-oh.
How they did it?
Yeah, I guess they strangled her. They snuck up behind her when she was reading, wrapped the speaker wire twice around her throat, and quickly tightened it as the other one held her down, trying to press a chemical-soaked cloth in her mouth.
Wow.
Oh.
I won't do it.
Brutal.
What were you going to say?
I was going to...
Uh-oh.
Wrestling references. I'm going to skip it.
Go ahead.
Skip it. No, this just sounds like they're tearing pages out of The Undertaker's book.
Oh, God.
Because they used to do the cord gimmick.
That's chloroform. That could kill a guy.
The chloroform for one, but he used to wrap the microphone cords in like the early 90s. He would do that in every match.
Taker?
Yeah. Microphone cord. That was a little spot that he used to do.
Oh, outside the ring,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he used to take him outside and rub the
cords. That's right.
Well, I was going to say that first, and then you said I was like, oh my God. The chloroform rag, perfect. Anyway.
Watch it on your
paper. How old were they when they were like seven when that happened?
Wow.
She started not being able to breathe, and we just kept going. One of the girls said she was yelling at us, "What the fuck are you doing? Oh, you freaks! What's wrong with you, psychos?" As our friend, we didn't really want her to suffer.
Ow. So we didn't want her to live either.
So we choked her to death with fucking... Ugh. Death.
Hmm. So they said that...
Throw them the Crocs. Fuck them.
They want the... They fully wanted to kill someone. They didn't want to just, like, tease to the point.
No, they wanted to murder someone. They woke up to, like, we need to kill someone. And the other girl was like, yes, we do.
Wow.
And they were just like, how about her? Our friend. Yeah, sure.
She's sitting in the other room. Take her out. Why are you looking at me?
Carly just sent me a text message and said,
get him.
Get him.
We didn't really expect to get away with it, obviously. Yeah. We were willing to take the risk. Wow. These girls were dedicated. The girls regretted the fuss the killing caused.
Fuss.
Fuss.
The girl's dead.
They used the word fuss.
But neither felt remorse for their dead friend. These girls are sociopaths. Assholes.
That's the new terminology. Dead. Psychopath has been eliminated.
If she had died another way, it probably would have bothered me.
What?
But it just did not.
If there were still, like, executioners nowadays, I would so want to be that person. I would hack them to bits in, like, 2 seconds. That is so ridiculous.
And the girl, they reported her missing after they buried her.
You're kidding me!
And pretended to help her family look for the dead girl.
Wow!
Heartless twats!
Did they bring out Ashton Kutcher?
He just got punked.
Just kidding, she's dead!
You're never gonna find her!
In that shallow grave right over there.
Oh my god.
The other day I was talking with Demi's kids. Yeah, they're 18. Yeah. Nah, we don't give a shit. He started doing that. Did you?
No.
He started talking about, like, hanging out with Demi Moore's kids, like, unpunked.
Oh, yeah, what?
And, like, relating it to, like, whatever he was doing.
Yeah, he turned it into, like,
awful.
I hate him. Anyway, Australia.
I can just imagine, like, walking towards them. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, not over there. She would never go.
No, you're cold.
Over there.
You're cold.
Yeah.
Cold. Oh, you're freezing.
She always walked this way.
Yeah. They're walking, and the mother trips over something that's this big bump.
How did they break that to them? Like, you know what? I got to tell you something. We killed her.
As they're calling places and having telethons, they're just giggling like assholes.
And they're being called for sentences of life in prison.
More than that.
More. What else can you give?
You can kill them.
Let the parents beat them to death.
Yeah.
That's what they should do.
I think so.
I don't know. I don't know.
This is when eye for an eye should be used.
Yeah.
Like, gleefully.
Well, I mean, obviously they have something wrong with them. They just woke up and killed someone.
I don't care if they have something wrong with them.
The fact that the one agreed to it, though.
Yeah.
I want to see them.
We talked about this with that thing that happened around us where there was like five people that sexually molested a slow guy.
Yes.
You figure out of five people, someone would have went, that's
not
a bad
idea.
It's a bad thing.
Especially since some of them were technically teachers.
Yeah.
And worked with handicapped children.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Hmm. And that guy himself.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's fucked up.
Oh, the fact that they killed her, buried her practically under the house, called the police to say that she's missing.
Yeah.
Had her family and other people looking for her, helping her family looking for her.
Yeah.
And then and then after like a week got oh yeah, by the way, she's dead. She's been dead for like a week.
April Fool.
April Fool's mate. I think I saw a Joey take her away.
Dingo ate your kid.
Dingo ate your kid.
Fucking Aussie fools.
A wizardby got her.
A wizardby.
Oh, God.
A dingo ate your Eliza.
Fucking Jesus.
Wizardby.
Wizardby.
I'm not kidding.
When we were in Outback before you came there yesterday.
Oh, no.
There was a bat flying around. Mm-hmm. And I gave him a little, like, Australian accent because he was around Outback. So Carly goes, what do they call bats in Australia? I'm like, bats? She goes, well, you figure they would have a wacky name like Wizardbees.
Yeah, that sounds pretty
accurate. Yeah, it sounds accurate. Mm-hmm. Like, if she would have said, you know, they call them Wizardbees, I would have been like, okay. So now we call them Wizardbees.
Okay.
We do.
It sounds like a bad, like, food chain.
Yes. Yeah.
Come down to Wizardbees.
It's the Australian Applebee's.
Australian Applebee's, yeah, Wizardbees. Good day from Wizardbees.
Terrible.
No.
Something else out of Australia that I heard about, I'm not 100% sure it's true, is a new type of breast implant.
What?
Ooh. I don't know if anybody's heard about this, but apparently, I guess they want to coat them in a microscopic layer of titanium.
What?
They're, for some reason,
so
this
they
would
don't
be,
break?
Yeah, I think that, and I don't know. I didn't read any more after that.
Every wrestler, like, every female wrestler,
yeah.
In a,
yeah,
every female wrestler in WWE are like lining up.
They're
for
gonna
it.
All have to get them redone.
Yeah.
So that way they can actually wrestle real matches and not
have a break on them and risk going into toxic shock syndrome from fucking chemicals running into your chest.
Whoops-a-daisy.
Yeah.
The noisy. Crazy chair.
It wasn't always noisy.
Why did that? Why did that happen?
I'm fat.
Bingo.
Just ask Vaughn.
Is he fat, Vaughn? Oh.
Oh wait, what? Mm.
So, what else we got?
Yes, I am.
Oh.
Native American women are suffering shocking rates of rape.
What?
Native American and Alaskan Native women are three times more likely to be raped than any other women.
I don't get it.
Because there's like nine of them.
Well, and that and what the hell raped. What the hell do Native Alaskan and Native American people do?
It's true.
If they don't have a casino.
Mm-hmm. They get fucked.
Yeah. They live in a trailer, they drink whiskey. And
only
they
if they look like Pocahontas, though.
Live in a trailer.
Otherwise, they're not very attractive.
Well,
how many have you met?
You have a fire like water, you can fuck anything.
Have fire water, we'll fuck.
Oh my God.
Have fire water, we'll rape. Oh, unbelievable.
Yeah, that's pretty terrible.
I cited the example of the 2.3 million acre Standing Rock.
What?
Rock, like your penis.
Wow, that's a good one.
Oh, sorry, fatty.
They said that women reporting rape or sex crimes often had to wait hours or days before even receiving a response from police.
Too bad.
As their papoose was crying as he was being dying. Yeah.
And they said something about like guys had like immunity from raping. Like, legally.
Yeah. Well, like, in those areas, it's like, you know...
It's like lawless or something.
Yeah, and they're not governed by the state's laws.
Yeah.
They're governed by their own.
They could do whatever the fuck they want. Yeah.
Wow.
Like, I got raped. Well, it's too fucking bad.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you shouldn't be living in a reservation. Get the fuck out.
You must speak to your elders before you can do anything about this. But I was just selling them
cigarettes.
You have
to go through your trials, and then you can leave.
I was just selling them cartons and cartons of cigarettes before you raped me.
God,
they have no reservations people. About rape.
Wow, they really don't. Whoa, Carly?
Nothing.
She wasn't even paying attention.
No reservation about rapes. I was paying attention.
I just
pretended I didn't hear you. Because I'd rather not.
Because I don't want to strangle you like a crazy Aussie.
Vaughn, let's get him.
Don't worry.
Wow.
Oh, me?
Don't worry. That was kind of a creepy response, Vaughn.
Kind of.
Vaughn fucking hates me. I love it.
Wait, only on the show.
I fucking love it. Oh. Yeah, I'm nice to you off the show.
Is that your guy's shtick, or do you guys really hate each other on
the show?
No,
there's personal heat here.
No, I'm going to kill him with my car.
In your car.
Well, with your car,
I just
jackass.
Won't go in your car.
With putts.
Yes.
So much fat in your ears. Christ almighty.
Wow.
This is getting awkward.
Now you're just reaching for stuff.
Fat fuck you.
See, this is not clever.
Oh, whatever. You'll understand.
It's like the third time you've said
that's
that.
That's another.
You made fun of my
Vaughnism.
My sideburns. I said, what's wrong with me? He said, you'll understand someday.
Yeah.
And they're gone.
Well, yeah, because.
Yeah, okay.
Because the rest of his beard's grown in.
Are they gone, or did they just attach to something
else? I don't
know,
or they just got covered in fat.
Now you'll understand someday.
No, you won't.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, well, when winter comes, who's going to be laughing?
That's true.
My fat guy over here. Be nice and warm. While you all slender over there.
Oh, yeah, slender.
Slender.
Oh, I forgot. We're probably just as fat.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're a little taller.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, at least I wear shirts to fit me.
Ooh.
They're big, but they fit.
Except the Piper one.
I just wear that because it's funny.
Did
you see that fucking picture that Pat put up?
No. Yes.
Oh, my God.
What happened?
I'm, like, sitting on the couch, like, real dumpy looking, and I got my Hot Rod shirt on. It's fucking horrible.
No. Oh,
it's
awesome. I haven't seen it. I have to now. Oh, my God.
I'll bring it up right now.
All
right,
fine.
I don't give a shit. We're not
let's
doing anything
else. Stretch it. Stretch it like Derek's shirt.
Wow.
Anyway. So, pictures of Derek wearing ill-fitting shirts. Carly's not amused.
No.
Oh, no, I've seen it.
Yeah.
Oh,
I haven't. You got it?
Yeah, you
got
to see this.
Oh, my
That's got to go up on the board or something so people can see it.
That's got to go on the Aristocrats main page.
Yeah.
That's hot, Rod.
He took like 18 pictures of me. That's the one he puts up.
That's at row.
Gross. I think I even like tucked the shirt in and sat down for it. Because he always makes me do this stupid shit. He always wants me like,
oh, Derek, can you please just be a little fat for me right
now?
Seriously,
he's like, just like lift your shirt up. You play with your belly button. I'm like, what the fuck?
But he does
and
it.
And he's like, okay.
But
well,
you do it, though. That's
why?
The thing. That's the bad thing.
Anything like, Pat tells him.
Why am I doing this right now? Like, why am I allowing it?
It's like you're a it's like you're a 9-year-old kid in the bicycle store after hours.
Vaughn, did you leave this comment
Which
like
one?
5 minutes ago?
What?
Derek the Assmaster?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
Did you have the foresight that I was going to give you shit today?
No, just,
I don't know why you're getting gay stuff, Matt, because all I get is big-breasted women
so do I.
Wow.
Licking lollipops.
Just nothing but gay men on MySpace.
Why?
I don't understand.
I get nothing maybe, but women
looked,
taking their shirts off.
I looked to check maybe when I was editing my profile if I happened to hit the scroll button and it brought me down to gay.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize it.
Maybe all the wrestling comment, maybe all the wrestling stuff.
How does it do, like, what would it do that for?
Who knows?
I don't know.
And like, on the rare occasion that I still get a random hot girl, like, I make sure I click the ad because I figure maybe it'll bring them back. But I don't get it. I don't get it. I get this picture of these two guys on, I guess, rafts in a pool, and they're floating towards each other. I get another picture of, like, this, like, model-looking guy and another guy behind him with his arm around him. I don't get it. It's disgusting. Hysterical. Or just, like, one guy just, like, standing there in a pose.
Matt kept
like
sending me these, like, can you believe that these are on MySpace?
Yeah!
Like, I haven't seen them. And you actually sent a couple to me. Like, you took screen caps, and you're like, look at this. I was like, I have not seen them, and I still have yet to see one.
I know. Yeah. I even sent out a bulletin about it.
I mean, you can even see now. It's some girl eating a lollipop with her breast hanging out.
Is it the one where it looks like she's, you know, it's a constant thing? Where she's sitting on her phone, on her computer?
No, she's laying down.
Yeah. I get those every now and then. I've actually gotten those with guys. Yeah.
MySpace thinks you're gay.
I changed my name for a little while. It's Shock is straight, MySpace.
Yeah.
Like, and I... And I posted a bulletin asking if anybody else has this problem.
Does anyone else?
No one answered.
Wow.
Yeah, because you're the only one.
I don't get it. I'm going to have to message Dom about it. Tell
Who's
him.
Dom?
Tom.
You're going to have to refriend him first.
Yeah. That's the first thing I do when I make a new MySpace account is automatically delete Tom.
Yep.
I'm like, fuck you and your little thumb.
You're gone.
Out of here. Tom, out of here. I wonder how many friends he has. I couldn't even find out because I don't have his page. I think it's myspace.com/Tom.
Yeah, who cares?
I do.
And I think his friend ID is like 143 or something.
You can really? Just refresh it and see how many people have dropped him or added him. Right?
I think we did that one time, didn't
yeah.
we?
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
my God. He's got, well, the last time I looked was a while ago. It was like 26 million.
Try 173
million. 173
million? 749,033.
Yeah, wait, is that like...
And I just refreshed it. Now he has 173,745,938.
I was looking at it, I don't know, it was a few months ago, and the numbers, like, they just seemed like they were random.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like, I guess it's just from people deleting and... And
yeah, like now it just went down. It says 745123.
Those are like so many people just signed up and deleted him.
I don't know.
Yeah. Basically, yeah. Is that how many people are on MySpace now? Do they have it just linked to that?
Well, besides like the
What's
couple
the
hundred,
network say? What is your like local in your network? Or
mine?
Yeah.
For
me, it's like 170 something million.
173,744,325. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's the same number as his, but that's not everybody. Not everybody's friended him.
Yeah.
I think they just changed that to match that number.
Probably.
Yeah.
Now, does that change? Let me refresh this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. That's probably just a random number in and of itself.
Yeah, it might be statistically changing or whatever.
Also, he probably doesn't check that thing, you know, when, like when people delete or get like their
yeah,
MySpace
but like one, I think like 1 in 10 people probably keep him as a friend. Motherfucker.
I just kicked it. Fucking Christ.
I was sure what was going
no,
on.
No, like you ever go through your thing when you ever edit your friends down?
Yeah.
And you notice a lot of people who have been deleted
they
by the...
deleted their accounts.
Either that or like MySpace itself has deleted the account?
Yeah, one or the other.
Yeah, and it's still up there on your in your friends list, but mm-hmm. it's not shown. You have to edit them out yourself.
Yeah, and if you search your friends, you'll get matches for people that aren't your friend anymore.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that.
Yep. People who were once your friend will come up in those matches.
I get you.
Yeah, I don't know why that would happen. Doesn't make any sense at all. But the, yeah. I actually went through the other night and counted. There's like 47 people who have either been deleted or deleted their MySpace on my friends list.
And
that's
they keep
a lot.
Them there.
Yeah.
I edit them all off.
Oh?
I don't. Yeah, it's like, what? It's like I think I, last time I checked it, I said it like, I had like over 200 people. I'm like, I don't fucking have that many. No. I started editing, and I'm like, it's like at least 60 people here that I have no accounts anymore, and it's just blank.
Yeah.
I get spam accounts, like MySpace spam stuff from...
Yep. Oh, constantly.
But they're not even spam accounts. They're just fake accounts.
Yeah. Like friend accounts.
But they're not even...
They're made to look like real people, but they're...
But they're not even selling anything.
No, I know.
It's not even like, hey, check out this webpage.
Yeah, oh, you know what? It's just a fake identity.
Yeah. Because it's...
Why?
Because you'll friend them... And then they'll be
they'll
able to
change
get,
it.
Well,
eventually.
No, and well, they'll be able to get a spam bot into your bulletins and then post as you post in bulletins. You ever see
no,
that?
No, not that.
Where people are hacking. That's
I actually almost got caught by that.
Mm-hmm.
Carly's your cousin.
My cousin, yeah.
She's got a nasty virus. I mean, she was sending me stuff about my dick and stuff, and I was
ooh,
like,
was she?
Wow,
what the fuck?
Like, I know.
I sent her messages like, wow, that's quite the virus you got there.
No.
And she was freaking out. She didn't know what to do. And I was going through her page to see, like, what was going on. And it brought me to the MySpace sign-on.
Yeah.
Now I have Netscape, and it stores all my information.
Yep.
And it pops up top what I want to sign in as.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't come up.
Little
and
fishy.
I looked at the webpage, and, yeah, it was made up. But the font was slightly off.
Uh-huh.
But it was made up exactly like the MySpace page. And yep. If I put that information in, it would have just... And it came out of nowhere.
Yep.
Like, I clicked on something, and it was like, you need to log in again. I was like, I don't think
happened
so.
Happened to me a couple of weeks ago. I saw it. I was like, fart, not gay.
Yeah, I got a fucking fart.
Uh-oh.
Thanks.
Uh-oh.
He's just going to lose it before he gets up.
Oh, am I?
Nah, this is fantastic.
That barely came through.
He shit his pants.
Anyway.
Anyway, that was
Carly is not amused.
That was a good way to hit the 12 o'clock hour.
I live with this.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't have to be amused anymore. She found it cute, what, how many years ago?
Oh, you pooted. Like 4 years ago. Before we were dating.
No,
I don't think it was ever cute.
But the whole gay ad thing, it's bothering me.
It's still bothering
I don't know why.
You.
I want to know how that happened.
How about maybe
I
the
still haven't seen one on mine.
I mean, how about maybe the constant... continuing of surveys that you post at 2 o'clock in the morning before you fall asleep.
No, I don't see how that could have anything to do with it. It says I'm straight. Why would they give me gay ads?
I don't know.
Try putting that you're gay. See what happens.
No.
I get hermaphrodite ads.
Wow.
Fuck. But yeah, it's. I don't want to say I'm becoming immune to it from seeing it so often, but yeah. Literally. Every single time I send somebody a message or post a comment,
yeah,
I get a gay ad.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Well, you don't get immune to it. You get desensitized to it.
I guess.
Particular images.
Yeah.
Like if you show me a picture of Tub Girl, I'm not going to be like, oh my God! Because I've seen it so many times. Every asshole, like, you know, 10 years ago was like, oh, she got this link.
After the show,
oh, it's a girl diarrhea-ing in her mouth.
Awesome.
Haven't seen that before. Wow.
I'll show them after the show so they can see.
No, I've seen them.
Okay. I don't need to see them.
Send me pictures.
All right.
Thank you, Carly.
Thanks,
well, you
Carly.
Can do that in your computer.
Okay.
So whatever gay virus, whatever gay AIDS, MySpace virus.
I have MySpace
Matt
AIDS.
Has, you do.
My AIDS.
Yeah, myAIDS.com. Awful. Unbelievable.
I don't have AIDS.
All right, we're the Aristocrats. AristocratsRadio.com. We got stickers. We're going to send them out.
Thank you to Cringe
Humor Radio.com.
Yeah, for
and
putting
thank
us
you
on.
To BJ Radio Show for letting us come on after them.
Yes.
It was mighty white of them.
Ooh.
Derek? See you Thursday.
Yeah, see you Thursday. Goodbye.
Every Tuesday and every Thursday, 10 p.m. to midnight. CringeHumorRadio.com.
Boom!
We'll see you Thursday! Coming out so low.